realize.
Good evening, Encyclopedia, and welcome to Unnews. I'm Rob. Tonight's top story: God responds to lawsuit. That's right, you heard right. This is Unnews, and I am Rob. Nebraska Senator Ernie Chambers was pleasantly surprised, he said, to have received a response from God concerning an injunction he filed in the Douglas County District Court in Omaha. In his lawsuit, Chambers sought a permanent injunction against the Judeo-Christian deities making terrorist threats against humanity. In the past, God has threatened human beings with floods, famine, sickness, the deaths of their firstborn sons, and a host of other calamities, both natural and supernatural in nature. So far, says Chambers, as if by some sort of miracle, God has refrained from making any threats of a paranormal nature. Thank God. God's response, which names Saint Michael the Archangel as a witness, declares that no human court, least of all the Douglas County District Court, has jurisdiction over him, and that he is a law unto himself. The response appeared as if by magic. Clerk Court Diane Numskull told a news reporter a lot of lies. One moment, she says, the counter was clear. The next, there's this legal document in the in-tray. It was eerie. It was awesome. The response also bore the sketch shown here. Well, the sketch I have in my hand. Authorities are unclear as to whether the drawings in the sketch mean anything, or are just doodles, perhaps made by the deity as he considered the wording of his brief. Pat Robertson, who claims to have a direct line to God, says that the drawings are more than just random scribbles. They mean something, all right, the founder of the 700 Club asserted. Together they constitute prophecy. The earth and the light bulb in particular are highly significant, but none of the other images, the pills and water glass, binoculars, test tube and beakers, should be ignored. They're all part of the same message. Asked what the prophecy foretells, Robertson said, "Wait until it's happened, then I'll tell you." It's unclear as to whether Senator Chambers plans to respond to God's statement, but reportedly a crack has appeared beneath his residence's foundation, and the temperature has increased dramatically, accompanied by a strong smell of brimstone. Thank you for joining me, Encyclopedia. This has been Unnews, and as always, I'm Rob. Until next time, good night for a potluck.